What show are you currently binging right now? It's 99.7 DJX. I just saw the trailer for Happy Gilmore 2 over the weekend with Adam Sandler and a bunch of cameos there. That looks kind of funny. But like show-wise, wife and I got into some on Netflix. Kelly, I don't know if you've been seeing anything recently.
No, we haven't been into anything. We haven't had time. But we're always looking for suggestions.
Yeah, so started with, and I didn't know that this was like a remake of an original, and sometimes that happens. But I just saw Steve Carell, Tina Fey, and I was like, all right, that Will Forte's in it. And I was like, all right, that probably is funny. It's called The Four Seasons, and it's on Netflix. And it's about basically four couples who come together every single year for a vacation.
We've been friends for 30 years.
I love all of you, plus...
Please do not talk about your other hotter friend group. It hurts my feelings.
I know, but that's so hot.
Are you guys happy?
What kind of question is that? Come on.
We sit in the same room, monitoring different screens. We're like coworkers at a nuclear facility.
Yeah, so Steve Carell, in episode one, I mean, this isn't really, I'm not giving any spoilers because it's pretty known. But in episode one, like, he starts talking about, hey, I'm gonna leave my wife. So he tells his friends who are all up on this like vacation together. They're all together.
And, oh no, this is going to ruin things.
And he's like, yep, I'm not happy. You know, we've been married 30 years. You know, kids are out of the house now. I
don't want to stick around anymore.
And literally, you know, it looks like the episode one ends and it looks like it's going to be great. Like and they are literally celebrating their anniversary. While they're all on vacation together.
And he wants to end it.
And she does this elaborate, like, renew their vows. It's at the end of episode one.
No.
Steve Carell has like a tear and you can see love and you're thinking, oh my gosh.
He's changed his mind.
Yeah, he's changed his mind. They're turning it around, and then episode two starts, and there's a new woman. and so this is, I guess, a remake of an older like show that was back, I don't know, in the 70s maybe, but the Four Seasons. So currently into that. It's pretty good. It's pretty good. Like I said,
gosh.
Tina Fey's in it. She's funny. Will Forte from Saturday Night Live. He's funny. Steve Carell, obviously, he plays a little bit more of instead of the buffoon that he normally plays.
Uh-huh.
He's got a little bit more of a serious character that has funniness around him.
More of like the Crazy Stupid Love kind of character.
Yeah. Okay. Gotcha. Yeah. Anyways, Four Seasons. We've been binging that, and then just started watching Sirens. And the only reason it was because Netflix got us when we opened it and it was like number one currently in the United States.
Well, if everyone we were like, watching it, we should probably
all right. Out. Well, I don't know anything about it. And my wife was like, I don't know anything about it either. We're like, all right, well, let's just check it out, you know? So Julianne Moore is in it. She is kind of a super, super, super rich elite a lady, right? And she's got an assistant. And really, the show is more about the assistant and her sister and this Labor Day weekend that happens. And the sister basically travels from Buffalo because their dad is, having dementia issues. And so, the sister has basically vanished, to be this assistant for Julianne Moore, right? And she...
Julianne Moore, yeah, okay.
Yeah, and so she's kind of wrapped in this world of the elite and like the ultra, uber, uber rich, right? And so maybe they live on, you know, think like a Martha's Vineyard or, you know, some sort of...
The Hamptons, something like that.
Right, exactly. So think about that. Like, this, it's an estate. It's a huge, huge estate, and she's an assistant for Julianne Moore.
Anxiety, keep on trying me.
Listen up, everyone. It is
Labor Day weekend.
That's the sister.
The cows are entertaining every day. All details flow through me.
Yeah, and so she's kind of like this person's right hand. Julianne Moore's like right hand person, right? And she's like the assistant. And then this sister, the sister from Buffalo, New York, you know, she's definitely a fish out of water up here, right?
Okay.
She basically just finds her and says, "Hey, look, unread messages, unread texts, unanswered phone calls. I'm trying to get help for our dad. Where are you?"
"There's a transient person at the house asking for you. She's carrying hot garbage. She says she's your sister."
No.
Yeah, and it is absolutely wild. We are only into episode 3, but one of the brothers or one of the dudes in Always Sunny in Philadelphia is starring in it. Kevin Bacon's in it as well. And it's a wild show. So those are just a couple shows. Yeah, a couple shows that I've been binging here on Netflix. Sirens and then the Four Seasons.
And once you start, can you just like plow right through, or do you have to like wait?
No, I mean, wait. So like you, it's like I don't necessarily have time to just sit and just watch them all.
Uh-huh.
But The good news is all the episodes are right there. It's not like you don't have to sit there and wait for another episode to come out
in
a week or something like that.
And when we have like a block of time, like we need to get some work done. Yeah, just follow through several episodes.
Right. So the Four Seasons and Sirens, those are the two that I've been diving into. And yeah, they're kind of wild.